And we're back.
Episode 72 of Black and a Half. I'm Saz Lenenstein.
I'm Manny Martin.
And this is it. This is our semi-weekly, or sometimes weekly, podcast of the longest running comedy podcast in Seattle.
Probably.
Someone asked me, like, what if you find out there's another one? Then I'll say, well, then the Black.
Yeah.
Longest running black Seattle comedy pod. I'll just
unless Tony Daniels has been doing one for then we're like the
good thing he doesn't know how to use computers. Yeah.
This is an amazing episode. You're gonna want to listen to.
This is our Marvel
cinematic
Marvel out.
This is more of a Disney
like
episode.
Like a Marvel Blackout.
Yeah, episode. Marvel Blackout episode. We talk everything from phase 1, 2, and 3. To even a little bit of Star Wars at the end.
Yeah, that shows up. It's not my fault.
Yeah, that was more my fault. It was just a good conversation, guys. Yeah,
you say Star Wars around me, though, things get triggered.
Yeah, he got
things happen.
Yeah, I think he might have had an erection, guys. It was a little scary.
had
it was. It's still there.
Not gonna go away until I freeze in carbonite. All right, our guest today, a couple good friends of ours, Mikey Pullman.
Hi.
Hi. They are right there. If you don't know Mikey is now a Seattle comic.
Yeah.
From Idaho.
Boise, Idaho.
Boise, Idaho. Hopefully you follow their politics online. That's how I got to know Mikey. And they are awesome. And I'm so glad that they decided to come here.
Heck yeah.
Super happy.
Then we also have super nerd Alan Orsland. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
Arsland.
I was like, hey,
you know what's funny? Like most people I know,
yeah.
I've never said their name.
You know, the only reason I know it is because I've said it enough times
you
at
had
open
to
mic.
Introduce
yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wait, benefit. I know.
There you go.
And
right?
It didn't even occur to me until I was about to say it. I've never said your last name before.
Yeah, I mean, when do you ever
welcome to the club.
Hey, Arslan.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, even when we're at like laughs and Dave says Lindenstein,
and I'm like fucking Dave, 7 years,
you
not
still
enough
can't
for
say
you
my last name, right? Oh my god, it's
well,
the
it's
best.
Kind of like you know, I go up and do a joke, and everyone says, I was like, oh, I thought you were Jewish. I'm like, my joke is literally that I'm.
Yeah,
not
did you not
Jewish.
Listen to any
I've
of my set
that for like a year?
Yeah, no,
I'm not Jewish. That's the
my
line
middle name is Tao.
there are guests in here just because they are Marvel experts.
Oh my goodness, you like they won't even begin. I can't even, there's just so much, but we talk about possible.
I don't
plausible.
Talk for the first 15 minutes because I'm just trying to understand
take it all
what's
in.
Going on.
Yeah,
I'm like, I just like the movie.
There was some stuff that blew my mind that you're gonna want to listen to. I mean, we talk phase 4 possibilities, we talk about Tony Stark. We talk about good villains and
we talk about the good and the bad.
The good and the bad
of our different opinions on the Marvel universe. So if you like Marvel, I think you'll really enjoy this episode. If you don't like the Marvel movies,
buy a house.
Wait till episode 70. Yeah, buy a house and get a life. Okay,
there you go. I want a different film in the house.
Re-listen to the last episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Fandom.
No, there you go.
Ruining the internet since its creation.
Yes.
Big thanks to Skyline Properties for letting us use the space here. Hey, if you are in the Seattle area and looking to buy or sell a home, please go to silasgetsreal.com and then email me and I can hook you up. It's one of the ways that we support this podcast. Another new way, Manny Martin, that you can support this podcast.
Checking out Silas's new podcast.
No, you can go to Patreon.
Oh, there
you
go.
Patreon account set up so you can be a supporter of Black and a Half. Starts at just $5 to be a silent supporter. And that's where you just, you know, in case you don't want your name said.
Yeah.
You don't want your name said. Just want, you know what? I'm going to give him $5.
How boom. Much to get my name said, though?
$8 a month. $8
oh, see,
a month.
That's for $3?
For $3.
Talk
bucks,
about me.
Yeah. Shouts out. There's discounts. You know, as comics, we can't promise how many shows we're having out a year. But, you know, if you're, there's several tiers. You can start getting comp tickets if you come to shows.
There
and
you
if,
go.
You know what? And if it means I have to buy the ticket to get you in, I'll
there you go. Boom. Whatever. Also, but do me a favor to all the listeners out there. Make sure you check out Silas's side project. You're buying a home. I think, you know,
yeah, well,
no, I think
I
it's
mean,
good. It's solid.
I do. I have a new podcast called "You're Buying a Home" with Silas Lindenstein. You can subscribe everywhere, you know, for that. And it's a podcast to teach new home buyers how to.
Why not?
That sounds really useful.
It is. Yeah, especially,
you know what? I'm not used to that as a comic, doing something useful.
Yeah, like that sounds necessary.
I'm used to talking about dicks. And here's
another thing. The economy is probably going to crash, so things might be affordable
again. You should know.
Yeah. So you'll want to know how to buy a home.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's the way Manny helps me sell real estate. Hey, the economy's going to crash.
Yeah.
Manny.
I'm just saying, it's going to crash, so save up your money now, and when shit is dirt cheap, hit up Silas.
Bring in your gold.
Bring in your gold to buy home.
Maybe we'll talk about this on the next political episode, but you realize every year, there used to be a five-year cycle of real estate. Every 5 years, there'd be a little recession.
Yeah.
And not just real estate, in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But then these motherfuckers that get into power are trying to extend it for so long.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They try to make as much money, and then they purposely implement policies that cause it to crash.
And then they buy up everything.
And they buy everything.
Yep.
They buy everything.
Hey, fun historical fact. That happened in Rome. And why we had a bunch of poor people in the cities and led to the Colosseum was because they exported, or it was a global economy. They brought in cheap grain. The price of real estate crashed.
Yeah.
People couldn't sell their stuff, so they moved into the cities, and all the rich people bought up all the property.
Damn.
Yeah.
So, fun fact.
That's wild.
But didn't work out. We don't talk about any of that. In this episode, we just talk about Marvel movies.
Marvel movies.
Woohoo!
So, yeah.
Forget about your problems.
Yeah.
Just watch a movie.
Bread and circus.
There you go. Yeah. Episode 73. We'll talk about the real shit.
Yeah.
So.
So, episode number 72, Marvel Blackout.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission.
Prosper. About the Marvel. Has anybody read any of the?
Oh yeah. So my friend told me that there's the House of X storyline going on right now.
Yes.
And he said it's amazing.
Have you read any of it, or?
He's told me about some of it.
Good. Okay. So spoiler alert to anybody listening. Wait, fill us in. I gotta know, because somebody was saying that they could use the
House of X. The biggest part is that Moria MacTaggert.
Okay.
Is a mutant.
That's what I heard. Okay.
And her power.
She's been living
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
When she dies, as long as she dies after her mutant power manifests,
right?
She starts her entire life over with all of her memories.
Ah, okay.
And she's on her 8th iteration.
Wait, from like a baby?
Yes.
Wait, so baby full of memories?
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
and right. she has to live to puberty.
Imagine owning that baby.
Oh.
Why does this baby look at me like
that? Yeah, yeah,
like,
totally.
This is so fucked up.
Yeah,
I hate
I'm
my
breastfeeding,
baby.
And why is my child looking at me like and that? So, that'd be like the weirdest shit.
And so her whole goal is to stop all the mutants from being killed.
Okay.
And she's failed 7 times, and she's on her 8th time.
Mm.
But this is why all of the X-Men comics are so messed up with all the time travel.
Oh, okay, okay.
They're retconning.
So, yeah, okay, so explain to me how, because I don't know if it was Feige or somebody else was saying that they could use this story in order to bring the X-Men into the Marvel Universe. I don't know if that
The House of X?
Yeah.
We have a couple inroads, actually.
That's going to work.
Into the cinematic universe?
Yeah, somebody was saying that potentially they could use that storyline. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, so, go ahead.
Well, there was a recent storyline where they erased everyone's memory that mutants exist.
Ah, Professor X, right? Didn't he?
No,
or no?
It was, I forget who it was.
Okay.
Psylocke, maybe, or okay. I don't remember. I don't know. But they erased everyone's memory.
To, like, keep them safe.
So that
right.
nobody in the world knew that mutants existed.
Oh, shit.
And so they could say that the mutants did that in the MCU.
Right. Or would you rather go the route of a Scarlet Witch bringing them into reality?
Well, we know Scarlet Witch's timeline coming up now.
Okay.
is she is going to star in a show mm-hmm. which also stars Vision. So we're going to have those two characters will be back together, and that leads directly into the Stephen Strange, Doctor Strange
the
movie.
The Madness. House of,
yeah, the House of Madness. Yeah. In House of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness.
Multiverse of Madness, yeah, there it is, which is their first horror movie.
Right, okay.
So in that, they're thinking it might be some of that might have something. So we're either mm-hmm. going to get mutants from another dimension, another part of the multiverse.
Okay.
Or they're going to take maybe the Eternals route, because the Eternals is one of the next upcoming movies.
Mm-hmm.
But we might not want to wait that long, because the Eternals doesn't come out until, like, until 2020. Yeah, I guess. So, yeah, the Eternals comes up really soon.
Okay.
And the Eternals are the ones that
preceded all of this, right? And they were, like, they were the first generation prior to, like, Thanos. Thanos is a third generation Eternal, right?
Okay, so the Eternals... there's a good side and a bad side, basically.
That's right.
And these guys have messed with human genes. And mm-hmm. that's where canonically mutants came from originally in the Marvel Universe.
Okay.
Was through the Eternal line.
Okay.
So that's how they explained mutants existing was gene manipulation.
Ah, because like the bad ones, they look like really shitty. Have you seen like...
Well, the Inhumans were actually the ones that were created
they were Kree.
Yeah, they were the Kree, right, yeah.
Oh,
so there's
okay.
a lot of people on Earth playing with genes.
Okay.
Well, yeah, there's also Guardians 3 is rumored to have the Grand Evolutionary in it, or the High Evolutionary.
Okay.
And...
Wait, so explain to me who they are.
So the High Evolutionary's this guy named Herbert Windom, and I don't know his full history, but he experiments with genetics, and he ends up uplifting himself, and he uplifts animals, and... It's possible that he might try to set off a giant mutation bomb on Earth.
Oh, okay.
That creates all the mutants.
Interesting.
But I've also, my friend told me, like, no, they won't do that because the mutants are supposed to be innate. They're not supposed to be created. But.
Right, right. I feel that I want mutants to have existed the whole time. But at the same time, I'd be like, where the fuck were you in this big ass battle? Like, yeah. You know,
well,
like
in the comic books, did the whole thing with the Bay of Pigs? Was that created just for the movies?
You talking about JFK?
Yeah, in the first X-Men First Class.
When he said he tried to stop
they were at Bay
the
of
bullet
Pigs.
Because of, mm-hmm. Because John F. Kennedy was one of them?
No.
Wasn't that in there?
That might have been, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I just remember the big fight that was at the Bay of Pigs.
Mm-hmm. I get what you're saying.
The end of it. So I was wondering if that was an origin story created just for the movie or if that was actually part of it. Because that was my thing was like, if historically they're supposed to have been around because they got.
That's Fox. Fox doesn't count, right?
They weren't doing a good job. I mean, we put that series to rest now, right?
Yeah, that's all done.
Well, but I just mean, is that historically from the comics?
Because I don't
I don't remember ever hearing that from the comics.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if we could start a school right now with Professor
X. Just have him be there.
If he's Well, also, you do have the problem, like when they said somebody was mad because they're talking about recasting Magneto as a black actor.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, it doesn't make sense because he's supposed to be German.
But it doesn't make sense anymore. He'd be like 900 years old.
He was supposed to be Jewish.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Was he Jewish? Oh, yeah, he was Jewish. That's right.
Parents get
Yeah, the Holocaust.
A German Jew.
German Jew. But
who lost his parents.
Yeah, so I was right. He was still German. But
Yeah,
so it was supposed to be involved in World War II, though, was the big thing.
Yeah.
So,
he's just too old now.
So it wouldn't work.
Right.
Yeah.
Frank Castle gets younger every iteration. Why not Magneto?
Right.
Yeah. Well, so... Then that's why somebody else was saying on that, like, well, make him part of the, you know, a Rwanda genocide. And that was what
yeah,
him.
Sure.
A similar kind of story. But and people then they were asking, well, why do we keep using the same characters? And I'm like, because nobody goes to the movie theater if you don't.
Right.
Like, if you just do all new mutants, people will be like, well, I didn't.
I do have to say, though, like, I was very impressed with everything that Marvel was able to do because, I mean, Guardians of the Galaxy, holy shit, who saw that coming? You know, before.
Nobody has a relatively new group of heroes.
That's
like,
and that wasn't the original. That wasn't the original Guardians to begin with. Like, there was a whole nother crew of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, like the originals.
Well, they actually appear in Guardians too.
Right.
As the
with
old
Sylvester
guard.
Stallone.
Oh,
that's
right. Yeah. But wasn't the raccoon?
But in the comic books,
Rocket Raccoon was around, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think any of them were original iterations of the Guardians.
But
of
that group also has a really heavy rotation, and that's one of the reasons they don't really have, like, they've had their founding members, and they have people who come and go, but it's not even
so
like
the comics did have that group as Guardians.
I don't think they've all been in the same group together, and some of the characters like Mantis were changed a lot,
right?
Okay,
so that they could fit what they want.
Well, Yondu was changed a lot too.
Yeah, Yondu was actually
Yondu was changed a lot. Yeah. Okay. So we're on in the multiverse inside of Marvel. We're officially on planet 91111.
Okay.
And 816 is the standard Marvel universe, I think.
That's right.
Right. So we're just this. Even in the Marvel universe, we already have the theory to why everything's different here is because it's a different place in the universe, and it's not even that close. Like, it's in the thousands as opposed to the hundreds. So yeah, I don't know what that means multiverse-wise, but so we have our own multiverse with its own rules and heroes with their own different origin stories with a lot of the similar stuff.
So I have heard this theory that the multiverses in the comic books go on a continuum from where things are, like, high-power stuff is more possible, moving towards our reality where we don't have powers and stuff
that you
and
know
as,
of.
Yeah, I actually.
And as you tell a story in one of these universes, you sort of decide where it is and how fantastic it's going to be.
Yeah.
And the MCU is definitely, like, closer to our universe than the comic version is.
Yeah, they try to stay mostly physics. I mean, movie physics.
Really. A little bit.
Yeah, that's in the movie universe.
You know, it's this just, like, makes me so sad about my life. Like, there are people who literally get to sit around all day and talk about this shit.
All day.
You know what I mean? They're like, okay, what are we going to do with the next film? Just, they get paid for this shit. So
they get paid a lot, too.
Yeah, so fun. But I will say, starting off with phase one, I was very, like, looking back at phase one, do you think it was as good as it originally, like, I mean, Iron Man, the first one, was great, right?
Iron Man was great, and it's the reason we have the rest of them.
Right.
Like, because it justified the expenditure and the money.
Totally.
I think, you know, I mean, but I like all of them. I mean, there isn't a Marvel movie. I even like the first, very first Incredible Hulk.
Yeah.
Like,
The Eric Bana one?
Yeah.
No shit.
I like them all. Like,
they always have a little bit of heart and they're fun.
Well, I mean, you know, and the character's designed to express uncontrollable rage, which is something that I personally identify with.
I think with phase one, they got Iron Man working.
Yeah.
And they were trying to follow a formula to make sure that the rest of these movies were successful.
Right. Definitely.
And with Guardians, they gave a lot of rein to James Gunn to do what he thought was best.
Mm-hmm.
And he made a Marvel movie that really outclassed a lot of what came before it.
I totally agree. On every level, it's so much fun.
I think it was such a success that the leadership was like, we need to find
more
directors with vision and let them make their art.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing that. We got Thor 3, which was just, it was just fantastic.
I mean, you look at what Thor was prior to it and it just had gotten stale. And then to see it just take this 180 and become this, I was like, this is
so
a fun adventure.
So many people that hated Ragnarok. Yeah.
Really?
Ragnarok is seriously probably one of my favorite movies.
I've seen
it 200 times by now, I think.
Yeah, the ether, whatchamacallit.
Thor 2.
Thor 2 was just Dark World. I didn't enjoy that at all. But
it wasn't a great movie.
Yeah, I'd say there were moments. But I would still say that was probably my least favorite of them. I mean, I was like, here we go again with Loki, trying to, you know, do whatever.
Loki shit.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Loki type shit.
Doing the lucky stuff.
And I would say that's probably, like, and it's so funny. I mean, I'll say this. Black Panther was not one of my favorites throughout the...
It's good, but
it wasn't. It's like I always tell Silas,
Killmonger's
it was Lion King, too.
Killmonger is one of my favorite villains.
He had, you know what?
Because he sold it.
He did. He sold it.
Lion King is Hamlet, too.
So, okay. Then Black Panther was Hamlet 3. But I did feel that, I would say Killmonger was a great villain. I know we're jumping over a lot, all over the place. I would say, okay, let's go into this first. Who were the best villains? Because nobody ever talks about the best villains. I love that Thanos was motivated by wanting to bring, abundance to, those who didn't have. And I was like, oh, wow, he actually had, like, he had heart. And it made me kind of see that he was, like, crazy, but for kind of the right reasons. Kind of like Killmonger, right? he wanted to better these other people's like existence.
Killmonger was broken because he never had community support, right, and he lost his family, which actually all ties in. It talks about generational sin and stuff like that. The underlying theory, Killmonger's point of view was accessible, but he was such an extremist, you didn't get it. Thanos underlines the problem of how people actually become evil.
Right.
He saw a broken system, and it is so broken that he was willing to do literally anything as an act of good to fix it. So he is a paladin. He has righteous indignation on his side. He's smarter, faster, stronger. Thanos, I mean, obviously Brolin deserves all the accolades for playing the character so well.
Yeah.
But I believe that, that Thanos is hands down the best villain they've come up with.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Yeah,
easily.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's a question.
Yes.
This is a plot question.
Yeah.
Thanos destroyed half the universe.
Right.
Populations grow exponentially. It doesn't take long for the population to double.
Yeah.
But he destroyed the stones. So what's his plan for when the population doubles again? Did he set up a contingency plan after the stones were destroyed so that populations would continue being decimated forever?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like a boom bust cycle.
Yeah. That's an interesting thought.
I read a theory that his snap that destroyed the stones created Galactus.
Oh, yeah, I heard something on that.
I would accept that as but Galactus is supposed
Galactus is supposed
normally
to have existed before the universe from the previous iteration.
He's like him and Null, and there's like a few characters from before the Big Bang, but not a lot. Yeah, that would be a good way to enter Galactus.
So is Galactus a celestial or?
Galactus is a being that existed in the previous universe. When the previous universe was destroyed,
yeah,
he somehow survived to this universe.
Okay.
And
I don't remember exactly, but I think his hunger was given
monster?
To him.
No, he's a
giant. He's a humanoid creature that's larger than the Earth.
Fox once again ruined.
He's the one with the Herald, like the Silver Surfer,
who
would go out and find planets for him to consume. And the Silver, he finds these Heralds and then sends them out to feed his hunger. And he needs a certain amount of planets with life on it to be sustainable. So the Herald tries to do good by finding planets that are less evolved,
right,
so that Thanos can be fed, which he will be. And
Galactus
can be fed. Thank you. Sorry, I just hit Thanos all over. Galactus can be fed. And so all of that can introduce a bunch of interesting characters, like their iteration of the Silver Surfer could come in through that.
Yeah.
It could explain a lot of things. And it could also be a good introduction for the Fantastic Four, since Reed Richards is Galactus's biggest nemesis on Earth.
Man, that is.
But yeah, that's a really good theory, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that originator, that would also get rid of a lot of the extra stuff, just a way to.
So let me ask you this. You know how the Ancient One said, if you remove a stone out of its time period, then it creates the different branches. So within that moment of all the stones being removed, did they literally create endless parallel universes? I know that they returned them back, but.
So my theory on how.
Yeah.
And it's all made up, right? So,
yeah.
But my theory is that, you know, universes can diverge, but they can also merge back together.
Yeah, like a stream.
And so if you, like a stream.
Yeah,
and so
right.
if you make a change, but then that doesn't have a large ripple effect.
Right.
You know, after a year, the fact that, like, you ordered a coffee at Starbucks doesn't matter.
Right.
It just has no effect on the world.
Right.
And so if you can return everything back to that same state, then you don't have any effect.
Oh,
and
okay.
There comes in the Captain America question.
Right.
Did Captain America marry Peggy on the world that we know and just laid low and didn't change the world?
Right.
Or did he travel to an alternate past, then have to use the quantum suit to come back forward? And the directors say that he was in an alternate universe, but some other Marvel creator says that it was the same universe. And
you know what was fascinating? How, like, did you guys go back and actually watch Winter Soldier?
I haven't recently, but that is a good movie.
But did you see the scene where she was dying and he was at her bedside?
It tracks. I watched the scene.
There was no like picture of the husband, so it clearly could have been his kids the whole time. So I was like, wow. I was like, wouldn't that? I mean, it's like everybody was commenting on YouTube. I try never to read comments on anything.
It's a terrible idea.
So there was an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. character named Trip.
Okay.
I only got to the first two seasons of that show.
And Trip ends up dying, but he was the grandson of one of the Howling Commandos.
Okay.
And he also brought a bunch of old shield spy equipment that he said he got from his grandmother. Hmm. And they had some hints that Trip might have been the grandson of Peggy Carter.
Oh, okay, okay.
But they left it, you know.
Okay, they just sort of. So Peggy never had any like love interests in the show?
That show didn't last as long.
Agent Carter.
Yeah.
Agent Carter, she had a. I thought there was a love interest. I only got to see a couple episodes of that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I don't think she had a love interest. It was all professional. Well,
that's why I got canceled.
Yeah, because she was the boss.
Gotta have a love story.
Yeah.
Man. A love story.
Yeah, so have you watched all the Netflix?
No, definitely not all the Netflix. I'm actually Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. is the one I'm mad about because I was waiting for it to come on the season. And with the summer happening, I forgot that it was starting. Like I was just kind of waiting, but it's like the bad thing about watching stuff off of mostly DVR is that you don't see commercials.
Oh, you really don't.
And I literally just didn't like suddenly I noticed I saw some article about, oh, next year is going to be the last year of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I was like, oh, well, man, it was supposed to start this summer. So when does it start? Summer's almost over. And then I looked on the guide that was like on episode 10, and I'm like, son of a bitch!
Well, at least you can binge watch it.
Well, now I'm like, okay, I got to figure out how to watch this now. Do I go to Hulu? What do I?
Well, your other show came back.
These networks on like Hulu, they're only showing like the last 5 episodes.
Oh, okay.
Well, I didn't know, hate that? So I need to figure out. That's why I was like, I need to go figure out. I didn't know because it's an ABC show. I don't know what I'll do. I'll buy, if there's some way to buy the access, like that's what I like about CBS now. I can just go watch anything.
Yeah,
that's what I like about.
If only they had shows worth doing.
My jailbroken Amazon Fire Stick. It's the worst. I'm not supporting anybody. I feel horrible. Have you guys seen all of the Netflix shows? I mean, seen?
I haven't watched the last season of The Punisher.
Okay.
I haven't finished the last season of Jessica Jones. But I think I've seen all the rest of them.
I wonder if anybody has seen single.
I started watching season 2 of Daredevil, and I was like, oh, he loses his powers.
Season 2 is not bad. Season 2 is not great.
And then we watched the first few episodes of
Iron Fist. No.
Okay, Iron Fist was hard to watch.
I couldn't watch the second season of a lot of them. Okay. I just couldn't maintain my attention.
Yeah, I couldn't watch Luke Cage. I was like, his fake afro was awful.
First season was okay.
Okay.
Yeah, it was alright. Second season, I mean, I like him as a character.
Yeah.
And like, I like him in other people's stuff. Right. But I only finished Iron Fist so I could watch The Defenders.
Oh, there you go.
And that was okay also.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I was like, alright, I'm kind
of watched
checked out.
Part of Daredevil.
Yeah.
The first one. And I was just like, I'm like, you know, this is good. I just don't give a shit about any of it.
Wilson Fisk is one of the best versions.
Is he really?
Villain. Oh my
God. Yes. He really is.
So good.
Michael Clark Duncan.
I like him better as I like him better as in Spider-Man, the video game.
Do you like that one?
The Fisk one there?
It's great villain. But see, that's the tough thing. It's like, can you imagine being one of those actors and you're like, hey man, I hope I get the call for Avengers. And then they're like, nope, you just got to stay in TV world.
He plays Vincent D'Orofino.
Oh yeah, he's a great actor.
He is so good. Like, he has a love interest.
Okay.
And like the arcs through him are really good, and their interactions when they finally build to like when they finally confront each other. And he's such a compelling villain.
Okay.
Like, I would say.
Oh, that's what killed me about it was I don't know if I was just on overload or something. I'm watching. I'm like, it's good. The only reason I want to watch the next episode is so that I can watch the next episode.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a lot of other things that I watched that I'm like, oh my God, it's so good. I want to see the next thing. Like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is fun.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., when they hit the point that it connected with Winter Soldier,
I had fallen
behind on the series, and I was just like, they're all on TiVo. I was gonna like, I'm gonna get to them. And my wife was like, you should be watching. And I was like, oh yeah, I will. And we're sitting there watching Winter Soldier, and when S.H.I.E.L.D. falls, I turn to her and she's like, I told you. And I'm like, how the hell are they gonna get out of this? Like, what are you talking? The whole show is S.H.I.E.L.D. And so then I went back to binge to watch to catch up because I was like, that was just such an amazing thing to have been watching at the same time.
I was watching it as it came out every week, and I watched it the week before Winter Soldier. I went to go see Winter Soldier that weekend. And then I came back and watched All Hell Break Loose. And I was like, this is the most amazing TV experience I've ever seen. Wow. And I stuck with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. hoping to see that again. And
that's hard,
the
man.
Political issues within Marvel and ABC television. And they just, they're not.
It's good, though, because the Disney Plus shows are going to tie directly into it. They're going to use the same actors. We're going to see people all over the place. They'll have access to everybody.
Okay,
like,
here's the question, though. Like, I felt this way with Netflix, with them all coming on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is it going to be too much?
Yes.
For some people, but I just think they're going to get enough market share to afford to keep doing it. And the shows don't have to be high end. The movies do.
Right.
So, like, they don't have to spend as much money.
Is it like, I wonder if
it's
like,
going to be like the comic books. You know, if you read Marvel comic books, you don't read every single title that
I agree
they
with
have.
That.
You watch have like favorites. Two or three that you really like. Enjoy. And then they have these crossover events where they try to suck you into the other comics.
Oh, okay.
But you can't read them all. You're right. You can read them all, but it's a serious time.
Like, other universe, but DC does that when they do the crossover.
The Arrowverse.
Because my daughter and I, we watch Flash and we watch Supergirl. And then when they do the crossovers, then I'm like, ah, crap, we got to go save that episode from the other two that they cross over to.
I got to say, the coolest thing I heard about the Arrowverse is that they're bringing in Kevin Conroy and Mark Hamill.
He's going to play the Riddler. No, he's going to play,
the Joker.
He's going to play the Joker.
Yeah, the Joker, finally.
Well, they have said, for sure.
I think. Didn't they confirm?
They're suspicious because he played the Riddler on Flash.
Yeah.
No, he played.
He played the
not
toy
Riddler,
Puppet Master.
Puppet Master. Yeah, there Puppet it is. Master. Finally.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
there's just so many characters.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna do their multiverse crisis event, and so they've talked about how they're gonna try to bring in all these former people and like a lot of Easter eggs, like so maybe Mark Hamill will be a version of the Joker.
Totally,
we don't know. It's all speculation.
I ran out of gas.
He played
the trickster. There it is.
Yeah.
I had to look it up.
No, it's fair.
Trickster, Riddler, Joker.
Right? He's but good anyway, at those characters.
Other universe, we'll do no whole other show on that one.
I didn't realize that Mark Hamill did the voice of the Joker on
the
animated
for
series.
The longest
he's the best
time.
Like 3 years ago.
He's the best
the
Joker.
Best,
I can't
hands
believe
easily.
I didn't know that.
Hello, bats.
Yeah.
You're just iconic.
Right?
the show that I'm most looking forward to of the Marvel TV shows is the What If.
Me too. Yeah. I used to own those comics.
And it's going to be somewhat animated.
Yeah, it
some
is animated.
Are be, oh, all of it's animated.
Oh, it?
Yeah, it's all animated. Oh, okay. And the actors are all signed on to do their voices too.
Well, that's cool. Yeah. I just love the whole just playing with.
Do you think
one of my favorite things?
Do you think we'll see like what if the X-Men had have been in the.
I don't know if they'll go that far. I know the first episode is what if Peggy Carter got the Captain America juice.
Oh,
and see how that's immediately interesting.
That's pretty cool.
And then I forgot who the actor is, but they got this really cool guy coming in to play the Watcher.
Okay.
Who is introducing everything as the narrator, which is kind of how they did it in the comics.
And I've heard that Thor, there was a what if comic book of what if Jane had got the powers of Thor.
Well, she's already going to be.
She's getting that.
And so, which was great, which was an interesting.
Yeah.
I was going to segue into that.
There was actually a whole comic story recently in the past few years where Jane Foster becomes Thor.
Yeah, I was looking at Natalie Portman on stage when they did the announcement. Yeah. And I'm like, she really needs to get into the gym.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want a body shame, but she's the smallest possible Thor.
She's vegan, right? I mean,
she's going to have to eat a lot of peanuts.
Yeah, totally, right?
Well, maybe they're not going to go the hard body look. I don't know,
maybe.
But it's just interesting because...
Yeah, no.
She's Israeli, right? She can go to join the army there.
There you go. Oh, yeah.
She's rich. She'll just hire someone to fall around and feed her food and tell her what to do.
Let me ask you this. Now that with the Fox merger, do you keep... I mean, you got to keep Deadpool, right? You got to keep Ryan Reynolds.
Well, they don't know how to keep Deadpool at why Deadpool is popular.
Let me tell you my idea.
Yeah. Go for it. All right, let's hear it.
They got to do one final Fox movie.
Okay.
Of Deadpool kills the Marvel universe.
That is a really good what if episode, by the way.
There's already a comic about it, and they make a movie where Deadpool kills everybody in the Fox Marvel universe, and then he escapes that universe.
Spoilers.
And comes into the MCU.
That would be awesome. Wow.
That would be really funny.
Yeah. I get in. I see. It'll be interesting for me because I think that Feige will do a better job of casting Wolverine this go round of an actual tiny guy, like a 5'6", 5'5".
How they will? I don't need him to be small.
Well, I mean, that's what he was in the comic book, right? Wasn't he like 5'3" or something?
Why does he need little man syndrome? He could just be a big angry dude.
I think Hugh Jackman kind of changed it for everybody. But I mean, at the same time, it's like, do you stay true to the storyline or what do you do?
Well, Hugh Jackman did once go to a con dressed as Wolverine and several people told him he was too tall.
Yeah.
So then maybe you're not the only person who feels that way.
I mean, I could care less. I thought Hugh Jackman was perfect. I actually wish he would have been Wolverine for, but I mean,
well, the funny part is most actors in film are pretty small. They just happen to, just Hugh Jackman happens to be a stage actor,
right?
So he's tall.
Yeah, and he's skillful.
Yeah, like Tom Cruise is like 5'7". Like I'm taller than Tom Cruise.
Not that you know, this guy had like brain issues and like murdered his family, but Chris Benoit from WWE, he would have been the perfect Wolverine because he was tiny and bulky, and he would have been. An awesome Wolverine.
There's just so many talented people out there.
There are.
And they've been really good at casting.
They really have. Like, I haven't
Dean
been.
Dean Malenko.
Be there you go. I haven't been disappointed really by. Have you been disappointed by any of their casting choices?
Not really. No. But I'm pretty easy to please.
I mean, same here.
I like some of the. I like. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I don't think there's really been a movie that I haven't enjoyed. I mean, you just know when you go in. That you're staying through the credits, you know, and you're, you know.
We're programmed.
Till end game.
Do you want to sort of yell at people who are leaving early in the credits?
I do like, shake my head.
I'm like, you fucking amateurs.
Judgy face.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. With our last post-credit with Sam Jackson on the ship, what was that again? There's a new kind of intergalactic
sword.
Sword.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, what
it's
is
like
that?
Shield.
But it's space.
Specifically to protect Earth from alien threats.
Okay.
You know what Iron Man wanted.
Wait, how do you know that? Well, I mean, is that from the comic?
That's from the comics.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I was like, what? What happened?
But
what
I don't know that that's what
I
he's
now?
I think that's what he's doing.
That's what I'm going to feel like with all these other shows going on.
Yeah.
Is that everyone's just going to know way more than me now.
Oh, totally.
Like, the great thing about them changing everything was people who are really into the comics, they might. Have an idea of what was going to happen.
Right.
But it was like fourth season of Game of Thrones. Like, yeah, we're all even now. Yeah. Bitches, all
right? It sucks because you look at it in hindsight and it's like, how much are you going to be paying for Disney Plus? And then on top of that, going to see all these movies.
Well, I'm
going
to cancel Netflix.
Oh, you ain't
Netflix.
Paying for it.
Yeah, Netflix is dead to me.
Yeah.
I think Netflix is going to drop to like HBO.
I can see that.
Disney, like, Star Wars.
Size.
Star Wars movies, Marvel movies, and Disney movies. I'm watching that channel 3 times a week, bare minimum.
That's a good call.
That's without television shows.
Yeah,
like, that'll just throw Hercules on in the background. I'll be fine.
That's a good point.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No, Alan told me his theory about like Netflix, how Disney's going to take it away. The problem is, HBO?
Mm-hmm.
HBO has shitty children's programming.
Right.
Sesame Street. But other than that, like, I'm not going to cancel. Netflix has such good kids programming.
Oh, yeah, I guess it changes.
Who else is going to have good kids programming?
Disney.
People are not going to drop Netflix just to get Disney.
If they got their 90s and 80s catalog on there, I might, though. Like, there's a lot of shows.
It's so tough to drop Netflix because
like,
it's like.
They're also going to have the Fox library, so.
Oh, no shit.
Oh,
yeah,
damn.
That's a good point. Well, Dave Chappelle is dropping a new thing August 23rd, I think. For a new special, so
on Netflix,
we are a content society. Everyone's just gonna like what I. The reason I say this because I own everything. I have everything now. Like I just get I'll get that. Yeah. I don't have my own Hulu because someone else does. Like that is the tough motivation for me.
Yeah.
There's a couple series I want to see, but nothing has been enough to go. Well, I need to have that.
Right.
Do you have cable like, or HBO did you cut it?
I have cable. I got it all.
Wow.
I'm like, what can I consume?
I have YouTube
TV. Can I consume
TV.
Something else, please?
I have YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I don't create anything.
I have YouTube TV.
I just have YouTube Premium.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that's just as...
Oh, I want YouTube Red so that I can watch The Karate Kid, you know? Like,
it's crazy that you need to have YouTube Red. Like, does YouTube Premium get you the... Karate
that's
Kid,
YouTube,
yeah,
right.
Oh, okay.
I
okay.
get like TV shows,
right?
I
use
Hulu for TV shows.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, yeah. So YouTube TV is actually pretty decent. I mean, it's got like Marvel movies.
And you
on
can
it and
buy
shows.
Netflix shows on DVD. You know that? Like that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
like,
that's wild.
Like, oh, buy it on DVD. I'm like what? That's the whole opposite.
Yeah, it does.
The DVDs have all the extras and the director commentary,
and
but you can also get digital downloads when you buy a hard copy. You can have both. Yeah. My roommate and his, and a friend of his, actually, his friend has the physical collection, and then he gets all the downloads, so they both have the library, and they just take turns buying stuff.
Yeah, somebody posted the other day when Avengers went on sale or was released digitally, and it crashed everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, he was watching it because he got the hard copy, and there's something I like about, I like having the hard copy.
It's higher, it's better quality. The Blu-ray is better quality than even the HD streaming.
Right. Yeah. I'm willing to make that sacrifice and I have to haul a whole library full of movies everywhere the rest of my life. Because I did that with VHS cassettes, and then I said, never again. And it's never been again for me.
I have boxes of CDs.
Yeah.
The CD thing is like, I'm like, put it. I literally will like go through to pick out one song sometime.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, for this video I'm making, I need a song. I'm like, I'm not going to rebuy freaking song I already own, right? I'm not going to do that.
But you will pay $400 for television every month.
$10 for a new CD if I have it and it's in my garage somewhere and I don't want to look for it for 3 hours.
That's nuts.
The DVDs have been hard. We kind of culled through them. But
did you say they're all fading?
Well, I've read that. I've read about that. Apparently, the DVDs may not have the longevity that they anticipated. They promised. Wow. Yeah, but they're like, oh, some of these are—they're not lasting. They're kind of corroding more than they thought.
Not surprised.
So, but we like having the hard copies to move around, so we're not always online.
And you do always have access to what you want when you want it, like
yeah. Oh, nothing. And I know other people apparently don't experience this. I'm the only person who gets buffering occasionally, but like. Actually, at my new house, I don't think I've actually experienced it that much. Sometimes it just, like, won't. I've had it where just HBO just won't work.
I've had that happen to HBO, too.
Well, fuck. Yeah, it's annoying. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I guess we're going to watch something else.
Man, I was just looking over this. I think Phase 2 may have been the worst out of the phases.
Yeah, Phase 2 is when they brought out. I mean, but they were still doing some experimental stuff, right?
Okay.
Hearing stuff.
Sorry. Manny was obviously not paying attention to that rant.
I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm going to go read about Phase 2.
Well, no, I was really just wondering what movies were in each phase. And it just like, okay, here's Phase 2. Tell me these weren't the crappiest of them all. And they were still good movies. Okay, so Iron Man 3.
I like Iron Man 3.
Did you like Iron Man 3?
Yeah.
Did you like Iron Man 3?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't my favorite.
It wasn't my favorite, but it was okay.
That's
you know,
when Pepper Potts got it, right?
When she got, like, she became a superhero pretty much. And then the Mandarin was the fake Mandarin, but then there was a real Mandarin at the end. But now I hear that they're going to use another Mandarin.
The other Mandarin was an actor.
Right.
That was played representative, but that character actually exists in the MCU.
Right.
And he's going to be the villain for Shang-Chi.
That's what I hear. Yeah. So, but then at the very end.
Sweet Chinese money in the global market. Yeah. So smart.
But then remember the, what's his name? The guy who was the fire guy who was like, I'm the Mandarin. And then he could like.
Oh, yeah, the bad guy in that movie. He was not a great villain.
No, not at all. Yeah. So that was a shitty one. Thor Dark World, not bad.
Dark World
but not
is
great.
The weakest Thor.
Yeah, yeah. Winter Soldier was good.
Winter Soldier
is still possibly the best one.
It's
I think Civil War was probably one of my favorite Captain America's. Guardians, great.
I love Guardians.
Ultron,
It was all right.
It was okay.
I mean, I like watching Avengers movies enough that it was not a bad
thing. Exactly. Here are the two movies. Like, I still to this day have never seen the full thing of the first Captain America movie.
Really?
I fell asleep twice.
It's when not it first the best Captain out. America movie.
No, not at
I
all.
I liked it.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I think it just was a thing. That...
Wait, so did you even get it on Avengers?
What are you talking about?
The guy, the Soul Stone?
Yeah, yeah. I watched enough of it. I fell asleep at the very, very end. And then I like went back and watched it. You know what
did
I mean?
You watch a bunch of YouTube videos?
No. I literally just went back and watched like when it came out and it was on TV playing. I was like, oh, okay, here we go. So, but yeah, I mean, Ant-Man ends it out.
I love the Ant-Man movies.
I love both of the Ant-Man movies.
Paul Rudd's a big crush. I'm
think you've
a big crush
more
on Paul Rudd
on
though.
Why it was such a good phase two was kind of awesome.
Well, no, I mean, literally like you look at everybody at every other phase, right? So phase one, you have Iron Man. Great. I loved Incredible Hulk.
They didn't even know what they were doing though.
I will say Iron Man 2, it was okay.
I hate that they throw Hulk in there, though, because they didn't know what At that point, they didn't know, they didn't know what they were doing.
Well, they're not going to call it the prologue movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a phase one.
But it was I'm with you on this, though.
Wait.
Wasn't even part of the...
I'm talking about the one with...
There are two different movies.
Yeah, I'm talking about the one with... what's his name? Who was an idiot and didn't want to stick... Edward Norton.
That was Fox, I was talking about... Sony, right?
I thought it was Eric Bana who did the other one, right?
I thought both of them were never... But that was still not owned by...
Marvel doesn't have the full rights to Hulk.
Right. It wasn't,
it wasn't a Hulk movie on their own.
Yeah.
But they already did his arc in a three-movie series. So, like, he's already had his story arc.
Right.
Hulk's? Yeah, Hulk's had his story arc. He doesn't get a movie.
What?
No, they did the three movies. Okay, there was three movies that they did the Hulk story arc in that culminated in Endgame where we see his full growth as a character. So he they don't plan on giving him a movie. Because, yeah, the Thor Ragnarok was the second part of that. The first part was, I think it was the first. It was the Infinity War.
He's owned by Sony. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sony owns.
So he already has a story arc. Don't even plan to make a Hulk movie.
So there was the Hulk movie in 2003 and the Hulk movie in 2008.
Right.
2008 movie is supposedly part of the MCU.
It is.
With Edward Norton.
Yeah.
But it wasn't by Marvel Studios.
But they retconned it.
Distributed.
It's a retcon into the MCU.
Right, yeah, yeah. So
distributed by Universal.
It's part of the MCU, but we don't really like... It's kind of like the adopted cousin or whatever. Like, we know that guy, but we don't like...
It's like me and my family reunion photo.
And it was also a very, very artistically styled movie that sort of people didn't care a whole lot for.
Yeah.
That's why you cast Edward Norton.
Yeah.
I heard something like
Edward Norton made some crazy demands.
He had writing...
And he also wanted like some sort of like money with every film that was made with like Hulk or something like that. It was,
yeah,
I don't know. So, I mean, how would you feel as an actor if you're Edward Norton or if you're what's his name from Hustle and Flow? What's his name?
Oh, Terrence Howard.
Terrence Howard.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel like now seeing that everybody's like made these crazy amounts of money and mm-hmm. their legacy is set through these movies?
Well, like I said, at the time it wasn't a Marvel movie. It was like a Jon Favreau's idea.
It would be so wild to be on that train, though. Like, mm-hmm. it could have been me. I was so close.
Yeah. You know what blew my mind was the guy who played Marty McFly before Michael J. Fox. They had half the movie filmed. Did you hear about this?
I did not know that.
Oh, did you heard about this? Yeah. Oh, my gosh. He literally was a dick to everybody on the set. And literally, they bring the guy who plays Biff Tannen into the studio. And he's like, am I getting fired? And they're like, hey, we think you're doing great, but we're going to go with another like actor. And he's like, fuck, we shot half the film. And then they bring in Michael J. Fox and the rest is history. I'm like, damn, I would hate to look back and see they made three movies and it just made his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your fault for being a douchebag.
Yeah, seriously, right?
That's the thing about Hollywood is if you're an asshole,
they don't want to, you know, they don't have to deal with you.
No one wants to deal with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, why would you
hear about
to?
These actors who are really successful and...
Right.
They're like the nicest people in the world.
Well, why wouldn't you be nice to everybody? You have the coolest job in the universe.
Yeah.
You're going to get rich.
Well, there's a lot that are dicks, too.
Have you seen some of the interviews with Robert Downey Jr.? It seems like a sweetheart, but I don't know. I mean, you know, you never know.
He's had a real
turnaround. After he went to jail, that kind of changed him a bunch.
Yeah, he's lived a life.
Yeah.
He's a different personality when he's younger.
Yeah.
He was higher a lot then. So.
Yeah.
Did anyone used to get him confused with Morton Downey Jr.? I don't like this talk show guy in all these movies.
Yeah.
Look at Sean Penn. Sean Penn, the fucking wife beater.
Yeah.
Right? He was not, and now he's like, oh, halo around him. He goes and works in Haiti. And
yeah, it helps people out.
It's like, he was not, everyone thought he wasn't nice to work with. He has baggage, and there's a huge list of them.
Yeah,
it's really disappointing. Just like comics, when you meet the comics that are like not as nice as you thought they were gonna be.
Oh yeah, I'm always disappointed. But the thing is, you know how it is with this industry. Like if you're in it long enough, you just can't be surprised when you hear somebody else is a weird predator. And it's like, okay, yeah, because that's how a lot of people got that extra push. They needed.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, whatever. Like you just try to avoid them. That's all right.
Yeah,
that's all you can do.
Well, let me ask you guys this: how are you feeling with the closure of Phase 3 with the
Phase 3 was dense. Like, I'm looking over all these movies. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11, which means more than half of all the Marvel movies have been in Phase 3. And it moved the narrative a lot because this is where they did all the Infinity War stuff, which they started in Phase 2.
They started it in Phase 1.
Yeah, they started in Phase 1.
I have a friend who saw
because that was
the Power Cube. Mm. And he called me. He was like, says same Marvel friend. He's like, I think that's an Infinity Stone. Wow. I think they're doing the Infinity War.
Do you think they knew what the cube was when they did
they
that?
They dropped hands.
I think he had an idea.
Because that was just the end of the movie, right?
I think they knew.
Yeah. And they also, they showed the gauntlet, you know, I mean.
Oh, and
they,
the, yeah.
They reckon that to be fake, but, you know, I mean, so Odin knew about a gauntlet for the stones.
Right.
That could have been the model that Thanos was basing his off of,
totally.
Was knowing that that existed. Mm-hmm. So it's like, they've been really good about, you know, especially when you go through and there's those, the people who do like the frame by frames in all the movies,
yeah.
They find every single
Easter egg.
Like Easter egg that there is. And they're like, okay, yeah,
they had some sort of blueprint.
Laid a lot of
they might not have known they were going to get to do it. But they might have. I think they were thinking it.
I think that's smart, though. That's storytelling. I mean, just they just lay it all out there, and whatever comes to fruition, be like, yeah, we planned this the whole time.
Now, after watching it, I'm not. Can someone explain to me why Spider-Man was the end?
Oh, honestly, I think it's just because that's just the end of the narrative. They're dealing with the fallout from Iron Man. Remember, because the villain in the last Spider-Man movie is directly a villain because of Iron Man's things. We also see Spider-Man taking on the mantle of Iron Man through his actions and words. They even mirrored the movement when he started playing with Tony's stuff that Tony was doing in the laboratory.
Right, right.
Like an obvious one. Like, they really ham-fisted with that, but that was very clearly what it was.
Well, part of me felt shouldn't that be part of Phase 4? Is everyone dealing with the fallout?
Unless they just want to drop it. Remember, this story is now over.
Drop it all?
And, well, I mean.
Well, it seems like it. Eternals, right? Shang-Chi, it's.
Narratively, how do we continue to move the story into new fans and new things if we're rehashing Thanos, if we're rehashing the fallout? Like, have to be the long-term effects, but all the characters with the worst effects of losing Tony are, not really part of the narrative much anymore except for Spider-Man, and he already has a movie about that.
Yeah.
Now we have characters who have to deal with the fallout of the loss of Captain America, and we have a whole television show based on that now.
Yeah.
Where his two best friends basically have to figure it out, and we know they don't even like each other too much.
Right. Yeah.
That could be a good show.
I would like to see Phase 4 go in a different direction and have some, like, more Loki in it. You know what I mean?
Well, he gets his whole show.
Which apparently is going to be a set in the alternate timeline where Loki escaped because of that distraction that we saw in,
with in Tony's Endgame. Chest or whatever.
But there's also the theory out there that Loki will eventually flee. Now Thor has an ancient, this is one of the theories for the Thor movie.
Okay.
Thor has an ancient villain called Gore the God Slayer or something like that.
Okay.
Or Goat the God Slayer. And he has a symbiote on him that is the prime symbiote. And this is all comic book stuff. So this could be the avenue for bringing Venom in. And this is Phase 5 stuff.
Ah.
But, this villain is defeated by a young Thor, current Thor and future Thor in an alternate universe and some time travel.
Wow.
So they're thinking that might be why we have two Thors in the same movie coming up, because if they get a third superhero, maybe not Valkyrie,
maybe
somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
This could be Beta Ray Bill or somebody that. Then we could actually have him coming over, and that Loki could be fleeing the God Killer from his universe and has to come back to the main one.
Mm.
Whereas he's never been, obviously.
Right.
But this is also old asshole Loki, who didn't grow in any of the future movies. He
just got
his ass beat by Hulk. That's the last thing that happened to him.
Kind of like Gamora was kind of cold when she...
Yeah, but that's who she was then.
Mm-hmm.
She was a hard bitch. She got softened by her family, which she hasn't happened yet.
Right.
So these characters might be coming in. So we might actually see Loki back in the Prime Universe again. Or we might not.
Man,
but that show is promised.
It's so wild to me to think you just had this phenomenal, 22, 21? How many movies?
It's 20, 21.
Movies. Yeah, about 21 movies. And then now you're starting over and you're trying to just keep it going with the best storytelling possible. And it's like, I would shit the bed, man. I don't know if I could do it.
There's some luck in this, but it's never been done like this before.
Yeah.
So who knows if they're doing it right or wrong.
Totally. Star Wars let me down. I can't tell you how many times.
I love all
the
characters,
dude. I saw a keynote talk by the second person in charge at Marvel under Kevin.
Okay.
Her name's Victoria Alonso.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And she said, she mentioned that they have 3,000 characters in their roster.
Yeah.
Interesting
stories.
They are not short on characters. And, you know, as they want to tell stories, they they're going to be moving through characters.
Yeah.
What you're going to need to, it also means that your actors can't renegotiate for an extra $50 million every time.
That's very true.
And like, and there's a certain point when if your movie's making $1 billion, give me $50 million more dollars. I'm Thor.
That makes sense.
Like, I mean, it's just how it works.
Yeah.
And you know, like we keep, now Thor is hanging out with the Guardians,
mm-hmm.
which allows them to have cooler threats, but the Guardians will get played out eventually. Like yeah. that almost got canceled last year.
Wow, yeah, that's true, because yeah. of James Gunn.
But
yeah.
also, no, remember, when they did the Phase 3 announcements, there were several movies that weren't on, that came out that weren't on the lineup. So we might have more things, and they might cancel, because they canceled the Inhumans movie for Phase 3.
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
they replaced that with...
Well, because they started to try to do it for a series.
And it did, and it tanked immediately.
Yeah. Right, right.
Like, I didn't even get to see it.
Yeah, same.
Gone. I was like, what? Oh.
That must okay. have really been bad. Yeah, that's something that I, like... brain fart. Yeah, so I guess Inhumans and Eternals, two separate.
Well, that's also because ABC and Marvel Studios yeah. are different executives right. and they're having political issues, and I think
and it's ridiculous.
ABC yeah. Television was like, well, we've already introduced Inhumans and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. We're going to do a TV show before you do your movie.
So does ABC own, what rights do they own to...
It's all Disney. But oh, it's Disney. But it's, okay. It's corporate politics and corporate right. structure.
And it stinks. I mean, that's what these things get so... I feel like these things get messed up when it becomes too bureaucratic.
It's always money.
Too many things.
It's just yeah. too much money.
Too many layers. Because like the reason I didn't want to talk about Disneyland trip offline was because Marvel is coming to Disneyland midway.
Oh, they get their own park.
Did you get to see anything in there?
Yeah. I just saw the walls that say Stark Industries, and they're doing construction.
Yeah, so they're
building a Spider-Man
in California Park, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so over in California
Park. They take out Bugs Land.
They're taking out all the kids. Well, okay.
They said, fuck these kids. Let's.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, my kids love Marvel.
Yeah, that's true.
My wife and I were talking about it, because like, last time we went to Disneyland, my daughter Willow was 1.5,
mm-hmm.
almost 2, and she got to spend a lot of time in California Park at the Bugs Land, because it's all for rides for kids under 3. And she had a great little time there. Now, under 3 doesn't have to pay for admission to Disneyland.
Right.
So it was a whole area dedicated to people who don't pay to go in.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So you could see, well, they're like, well, if they're going to take some real estate, which is very valuable there, and put... You know, like, where are you going to put Marvel? Like, well, take up the ride for the freebies.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Which is weird. You know, I have family that's, like, lived always 10 minutes from Disneyland. Mm-hmm. So that my cousin goes there for lunch.
Like, wow.
To meet, like, when she was growing up and when she was a stay-at-home mom for a little bit, she's like, oh, go meet the other moms at this one restaurant in Disneyland. And that's right. all they would do, and then go home. Like, it wasn't a big deal to go to Disneyland like it is like for me to go.
Man.
So they would have fun taking the kids to the different
that
spots.
Makes sense.
So, you know, so now they'll just have to basically go to Disneyland probably.
Fuck, man.
They did move one of those kiddie rides over to the Pixar Pier area. And
okay.
They rethemed it as a In-N-Out.
But with Marvel,
Inside Out.
With Marvel there, that can really be a big game changer for California Park, because that's definitely improved since
California Adventure.
California Adventure.
Oh, okay, okay.
With the Cars, I think Cars Land is the most incredible experience there, just to walk through. Have you been to?
I've never been to Disneyland.
I haven't been to Disneyland since the 80s.
If you go to California Adventures and you go to the Cars Land, the Cars ride,
mm-hmm. it's amazing.
Amazing. Really? But you walk into this and you feel like you're walking into a Pixar film. Like, the details are so good.
Do they have like Toy Story Land?
Well, for the Cars Land, they did the whole street from the movie, and they have Flo's Diner and all of the buildings from the movie, and you're walking down it.
I've seen pictures of like Mater coming down the street.
Have Mater and a Lightning McQueen character cars that drive out, and you can get your picture taken.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the big ride now, the Cars ride, is driving through the valley, and like you feel it. Like
that's you're wild. There.
It's like a combination dark ride roller coaster.
Wow. Okay.
It's amazing. And like I drool at the thought of doing something with the Marvel.
Yeah.
Like where am I going to walk through? Because Guardians is pretty cool. The Guardians ride.
Well, I've heard rumors about some sort of ride vehicle where you're swinging with Spider-Man.
Oh shit.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah, that would be.
And you could imagine like being in like a ski lift with like two
mm-hmm.
poles, and it like swings you on one of them as the other one moves,
right.
And then the other one gets in front, and then you swing on that one.
That's crazy.
I wish I could be sitting in the room with they call them Imagineers.
Yeah.
Who imagine the rides
that's
that they
wild.
Can create now, like, for Marvel. Like, that's just got to be a fantastic.
I wonder, like, just as, okay, as parents, how much does that shit cost? It's like a,
it's expensive.
It's at least a grand that you're blowing, right? No,
it depends how you depends how you do it.
Depends how you do it. Okay.
What's that? What, it's like $100 per person
per person
for a ride, for a pass
for a day.
$150
for a day, right? Per person.
Kids are like $100. Kids are like $100.
Yeah. So, but you got to spend. You're probably well. If
but it's a big difference between $50 and $100.
If you're there all day, you're buying food.
Well, you gotta. Yeah.
You also are probably looking at a hotel.
The killer is bringing food.
Bringing food.
You gotta bring some food.
Yeah.
With you, you gotta bring water bottles.
Can you sneak it in?
No, you can just bring it in.
Oh,
Star Wars Land has places to fill up water bottles.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Nice.
And yeah, and you can bring in sealed water bottles. And just
are Disney dollars a thing?
Huh?
Disney dollars?
What do you mean?
Chappelle was saying something about Disney dollars one time. They were like, Mr. Chappelle, would you like Disney dollars? He's like, no, I like the real greenback.
Well, you
greenback.
Get gift certificates.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. Disney dollars is a good joke word, though.
Yeah.
Okay, because when I went the last time, that my where I messed up on my budget was the food. Because I was like, well, we eat anyway. So it's like we're eating at home. We waste a lot of food. So.
Yeah.
But it just never occurred to me that I'd be spending like $40 every meal.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay. So we got to eat, right? We like went and got some cereal from the... cereal and a bottle thing of milk from the Walgreens.
Right.
I brought that over and we're eating that in the morning, you know, trying to like fill everybody. Like, no, you got to eat before we go.
Yeah.
Like,
but dude, I'm not hungry.
Cheez-Its, you know, like trying just to bring it down and try to bring it just down to like.
Yeah. Like, let's
lunch
just do lunch.
Because
you
don't want to leave much. And
right.
So, but the thing is, you do that, but you're still spending money on raisin.
How many days?
Like
three.
Did I go?
Yeah.
Yeah. We went 3 solid days there.
Okay. Was that enough?
Oh, you could stay longer.
But as like your sanity, did you start losing it after a certain amount of time? Or
so I've been to Disneyland a lot.
Yeah,
and we went for like 6 days once in 2000.
But see, you're probably a smart like Disney traveler, where it's like you probably don't go during peak seasons. You're not going in the summer.
It's all peak season.
Now. Oh, it is. Okay.
So Disneyland, as opposed to the Disney World, Disneyland really caters to the local.
Oh, okay.
Like population, and they sell season passes,
mm-hmm.
and they sell a lot of them.
Mm.
And the park is heavily, heavily used by season pass holders.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So
yeah,
if the season passes are not blocked out,
right?
But they're blocked out like most of the summer.
It's always crowded,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like weekends in the summer, they can't go,
right?
Locals, but they're I think I family.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Staying with family mm-hmm. helps if you know anyone.
Oh yeah, totally. That's close enough.
This last time we went, we did because we had 2 kids.
Right.
I was like, oh, there's not enough room at that one.
Right.
I just didn't want my kids at that age sleeping on the floor.
Yeah.
As they get older, mm-hmm. I'm fine with them sleeping on the floor. But we had like Willow was still like in a crib kind of. We didn't know if she would sleep or she'd freak out. Turned out she just would sleep, loved
right.
and fell asleep. But yeah, it was a lot. Yeah, damn. No, I did spend over. Yeah, I spent well over $1,000, but it's not that you have to.
Right.
Like if you and
get
Crystal
to.
Went, you
yeah, it's a privilege.
The other thing is they really encourage you to stay there longer. So
if you
buy a multi-day ticket,
yeah,
each day the price drops by like 30%.
Oh, okay, that's nice.
So like you know, you're paying $150 for that first day. You're paying like $120 for that second day.
Right.
Then it gets down to $70. The fourth day is only like $40, and then it gets down to like $30.
Oh,
and you're like,
shit.
You know, if you show up like at noon mm-hmm. on your first day and you leave at like noon on your last day,
right.
You're like, I'm going to spend an extra $60 and just buy the ticket for those days, and I'll go in for 3 hours. And
Or could you do this? Could you like go halves with another family and be like, yo, motherfucker, you're going to fly in this day?
No.
Okay.
No.
So it's
they,
to your name.
People used to do that and they have attached your identity to your ticket.
Damn. Okay.
My dad used to, because he lived down there. So he would like one person would buy a ticket.
Yeah.
They would go in and immediately go to the exit where you got an invisible stamp.
Yeah.
You know? and they would run out to meet their friend, and they would squish their arms together like while the ink was still wet, and then they both have the stamps, and then they go in. Like,
wow.
So you would just check, put your hand under the thing.
Right.
You had to be careful washing your hands.
Yeah.
So you didn't wipe off your sticker. It was
funny. Wow.
They had all the ways to sneak into Disney.
I love it.
They would, like, there's certain spots they knew around the park that you could, like,
yeah,
they would just, like, hop over if they had a couple people. Like, they could just jump over. And, I mean, you can't get away with that shit.
Yeah.
Now, my dad was.
Man. Was,
yeah. But yeah, I'm literally looking forward to the Marvel down there, what they can do. Because, like, that's another.
Yeah.
He went to the Star Wars land. Like, he sent me a video.
Did you get a lightsaber?
That I won't watch.
Nice.
Yeah.
He sent me a video. I was like, with all the stuff about spoilers, you think I'm going to watch a video about what you're experiencing down there?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of Disney dollars, you guys can't see this, but this is the gift card that I got for Star Wars Land.
Oh, shit.
So that's like a metal. Disney gift card.
That is amazing.
And if you buy a $100 gift card, you can get it on this thing that looks like a Star Wars credit.
Wait.
Made out of metal.
Now, they won't take this from you, though, right? When it runs out.
They just scan it?
You still get to
keep it,
right?
They just scan it, yeah.
That's awesome. It looks like a little Cybok.
Right now, right? Yeah.
How do you pronounce it? Cybok?
Cybok.
Cybok.
Cybok chip. Okay, Cybok.
According to KOTOR.
It's solid. And
impressive.
And it's free if you, like, you still have to buy
it's
$100.
It's free if you spend $100.
Yeah, but you still have that
$100.
Anyway, exactly.
Yeah. And you can use it at any Disney store, too.
So you have to buy the lightsabers, right?
Yeah, so I did Savvy's workshop where you build your own lightsaber. And I went with my son, and he's 7.
Oh, that's super cool.
And, like, we stood there together, and we went through the whole ceremony, and he picked out which pieces he wanted.
Oh,
and
nice. What kyber crystal did he choose?
He chose blue.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Which Classic. Is also one of the easy colors to buy.
Right.
So, like.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, totally.
Oh, they cost different?
No, they're. They're selling out of the kyber crystals, but they have a lot of blue and red.
Oh, okay.
And so, like, if we had gotten a green, then I could go buy a blue one, and then we'd have two colors. But
he wanted
blue.
There you go.
He wants to be a good Jedi.
Exactly. Aww. I wanted, like, I mean, I was wondering if they had, like, orange kyber crystals.
They
have
blue, red, purple, yellow, and green.
Oh, okay.
And then I think you can buy.
Not now, yeah.
Sam Jackson. I think you can buy a white.
Okay.
And then they have a secret. If you buy a red, occasionally it's a black crystal.
Oh, no shit. Wow.
Well, I mean, I was going to buy a red one anyway.
There was actually this, when they first opened, when people discovered there were red, black ones inside the red ones, people were holding the container up to the light. And you could see what it was. And so they were basically cheating, buying all the black crystals.
Yeah.
And so now they don't have the crystals out.
Oh, okay.
You have to, like, ask for them, and you have to buy a holocron to get them. And
damn.
It's a whole
thing. Wait, how
much
are the crystals, though?
Like $12.
Oh, okay, that's not bad.
But it's really cool. Like, when you take the saber apart, you have the core electronics bit, and you take the crystal, and you put it in this little springy bit.
Yeah.
And it sits inside your saber. Damn. And
that's awesome.
When you turn the saber on, that controls the color.
Damn, that's amazing. Like, technology.
And then there's two variations for each color.
Okay.
And the crystal can go into a holocron, and then it'll have the voice of some Jedi master associated with
that's
each
crystal.
That's
so extra. Yeah, I own a stunt saber.
Yeah.
Like,
can you play with it? Like,
are they durable?
Yeah, they say it's combat ready.
Oh, shit. Like, I have the Sam Jackson one from, like, way back.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just, like, I'm always afraid to, like, just, like, clack it. But it makes the, you know, like, sounds when you hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So. Going through the airport, like, the TSA has said that lightsabers are toys and they're allowed. But, like, the TSA check, because it's heavy.
Yeah,
it's
die
cast metal on the outside.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And, you know, they're like, lightsaber coming through. And I went through, I went through an airport recently, and the security guy was like, feeling it like it's a club, and he's like, "What's your call on this?" to his supervisor. I'm like,
"You're like,
they're gonna take away my lightsaber."
Wow, damn, I'd
real
be so
Jedi
pissed.
Problems.
Yeah,
I was like, "That's a lightsaber, it's a toy."
Yeah,
the FCC, the FAA says it's okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah,
I would love to see a video on that.
He just takes it home.
Oh my god, I'm just imagine the guy from The Simpsons. You
Can
know,
we?
The-
Oh, God. Is there a way that we could, like, shoot that as a sketch? That'd be so great.
Sir, we're going to take away your lightsaber. You're not taking my lightsaber. Sir, you need to calm down.
You will
down.
Not take my yeah. lightsaber.
What are you doing, sir?
It does write itself, though.
It really does.
You have to call. You have to say, Mama, I can't come home. Like, yeah. Like, they won't let me on with my lightsaber. Get your ass.
Get your ass
on that plane. Exactly. Like, not without my lightsaber.
He's got to go to, like,
not with that kind of money.
You have to check in your lightsaber. They're going to steal it.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I wouldn't trust it.
I'm not checking in my lightsaber. Oh,
Jesus.
Like, yeah, like they steal freaking people's underwear.
Dude, I had somebody steal a GameCube controller one time.
What?
Yeah,
that's
way back.
Cheap.
Yeah. I was like, shit.
Controller. What could they get for that?
Yeah,
like $2.
This was back in like 99 or something.
Yeah, but they're like, so. Oh, my controller is broken, and here's a new one.
Yeah, exactly.
They're just trying to get one. They're just trying to get a GameCube piece at a time. Okay, I can't steal the whole system. I'll just take like one person's this, one person's that.
Exactly.
You know, it'd be annoying. Like if you're a TSA agent, you just steal like the power cord off of somebody's thing. You know what you're taking home, just toss it. Like, just take
you know what I'm always like weary about is like, so I bring my Switch with me. Not that I even really play it when I'm on the road, but it's like I'll put it in the bin because they want you to take it out, and then I'll send it through. But you know how long that line takes sometimes to get through it.
Yeah, your stuff.
Yeah, I'm just like, somebody could just jack that shit and I would never see it again. And I don't know, man. It's always a worry for me.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be.
But there's cameras around there.
There's cameras, but at the same time,
where are they going to go?
I'm watching it.
Yeah.
Are you watching it, though?
I'm trying to see.
See that.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, it's kind of like the new bins at the airport are, like, funky. It's like they push them, and then they slide, and they're, like, electronic, all kind of.
Yeah, it's
so
all wild.
Yeah. But anyways. Okay, so one of the last things I wanted to ask you guys. Phase 4.
Mm-hmm.
Do we think that there's going to be a central figure in it, or do we think it'll just be a lot of figures?
4 is heavy on the move. Four only has 5 movies coming up, and the rest are television shows.
Okay.
So there's some clues that they might be doing a storyline called Annihilation.
Okay.
And I don't actually know what that storyline is.
Does anybody know the storyline of?
I don't know Annihilation. I know about the Dark Avengers, which has got Iron Lad and Kang.
Well,
eventually.
Iron Lad is Kang, which is another thing I was going to say. I've also heard rumors about them doing a Dark Avengers, which is going to be Norman Osborn as Iron Patriot.
Oh shit!
And there's going to be like a Hawkeye, which is going to be one of the villains that we've seen. And
they use Bullseye
is Hawkeye.
Yeah.
And several other.
So Dark Avengers are what, the bad guy? The bad Avengers?
It's like Suicide Squad. It's like all of these bad guys who want to be good.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So they're trying to be the Avengers.
But
they're kind of assholes.
Okay.
Yeah, so there was a real big issue at the end of a storyline and the Avengers fell apart. They restarted it.
But going back to Iron Lad,
so
I think I want to see Kang the Conqueror as the next like big 10-year villain.
Okay. But you think they're going to go right back into time travel though?
Here's the thing. All of that time travel shenanigans would attract the attention of Kang.
Okay, it does track.
And Iron Lad is one of the earlier aliases of Kang. Iron Lad eventually becomes Kang.
Okay.
Iron Lad is Harley Keener.
Okay.
Who we saw in Iron Man 3.
Yes.
Now if he's Kang, he might have already been time traveling. And in the comic books, Kang is Reed Richards' son or grandson.
Oh, shit. Okay. Wow.
Well, I'm wondering, what if Harley Keener is Tony Stark's grandson?
Oh, wow. That'd be interesting.
And so he traveled back to help his grandfather in Iron Man 3. He gets his whole lab set up by Stark.
Right.
And now he's going to become Iron Lad and eventually become Kang.
Sounds like to me, like, I don't know if people are smart enough to follow that. What do you think?
I'm thinking that too.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So
here's the dream.
I think I'm smart until I talk to Alan.
Yeah, yeah.
Hamill to play Kang.
Oh, there you go.
And I want them to have him in various roles of Kang throughout his life.
Okay.
Using the de-aging stuff. So we get like a young Mark Hamill playing you know, person, every people cool. of Kane.
So would his face be pre-accident too?
It's such a dick.
So, okay, for those of you that don't know, Kang the Conqueror is another massive major villain. He's a time travel, and he has tech and knowledge from the future, which he uses to mostly fight against the Fantastic Four.
Okay.
But he's faced off against a lot of people in the Marvel Universe. He's just a well-known villain. Yeah, including the Avengers. And so some of his origin stories deal with the fact that he is, there was, I believe, one of the, so his younger version wasn't that Iron Lad?
He was Iron Lad.
Yeah, he was Iron Lad, which was a part of the Young Avengers.
Okay.
Which is a group of kids. And if you actually look at the characters we have now, we actually have a pretty good collection of young people, including like Shuri, that could be on a Young Avengers team. And then
Hawkeye's daughter.
So an idea for this.
Daughter. Oh, Ant-Man's daughter. Okay.
Like an idea out of this would be that Iron Lad, their villain would be Kang. And then it would be a really fun reveal at the end of a movie to have him take his mask off and be one of the lead heroes.
Interesting.
Yeah, like there's a lot of ways that you could play with that, but also the way that they like to play with the origins of a lot of these characters. Kang could come from anywhere or be anything.
Right.
But just looking at the threats we need for a force, because moving forward, we have Black Widow is mostly backstory.
Right.
She dead.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get some Budapest out of that.
Okay.
And then we have the Eternals, which is big question mark. We only know some of the casting. Well, we know the casting, like Angelina Jolie is going to be on that.
Right.
It's going to be really good, but we don't know a lot of the details.
Oh, what's his name? Kumon. And John, I always fuck up his name.
Yeah, I fuck up his name. Yeah, John, but yeah, like there's a lot of good people on it.
Yeah,
really diverse cast. And then they bring in Shang-Chi.
Right.
That's might tie in, but that's like we're seeing what we saw a lot in Phase Two. A lot of independent movies, and some of the narrative has moved forward.
I think we get enough white people in that one though.
Yeah,
a lot.
I
want
to make sure we get enough white people.
Right.
I'm gonna call it right now.
Many white people.
Phase Five. Dr. Doom will probably be one of the main villains.
See, I would love Dr. Doom because he's a master of both magic and technology.
Mm. Let's go back to your original question, though.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a new Tony Stark? Because Phase 1 through 3 was Tony's journey.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't think it could be Spider-Man's journey.
Spider-Man's movie is not until Phase 5. There just isn't a movie. Like, looking at the structure, we're focusing on Wanda, Doctor Strange.
Norman Osborn tries to fill Tony Stark's shoes.
Yeah, that's where we get the Dark Avengers, is we have a person who steps up. Now, even if they use Hammer from the movies and they only change a few things, we already have that character in there. So it would just be promoting him to head villain where he does the thing.
The first one's Black Widow.
Black Widow's the one, but that's mostly in the past.
Right. So I was wondering, is there going to be somebody in there that will show up in Eternals as well?
Because we might see backstory
here. So that we start seeing of somebody that's going to rise to the... Because I feel like we got, even though we went to Guardians and stuff, we still had the story of Tony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like through guiding
the evolution.
Us through. So is it going to be completely chaos if we don't have one person?
Yeah, I feel like there has to be like one or two people you follow all the way through, right?
Well, we've been following the Avengers as the protagonist, and everyone who's part of that family, so to speak, it still feels like you're following the same story, but there's no Avengers in the story. Like, we have individuals working together, like we have Wanda working with Doctor Strange, but they're dealing with a multiverse of madness, so that's not going to be an Earth-based story.
Right. I was thinking,
do you care about Doctor Strange?
I love Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah.
Do you care about him the way, like a Tony cares?
No,
but no.
I know people who do care about Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Because he was just a dick doctor.
My wife loves Doctor Strange, but here's the thing. She's terrified of horror movies, so, like, I'm like, you gotta get your shit together, because this shit is going to be scary as fuck.
They're promising us a lot with the horror angle, and I hope they really, really stick to it.
Totally.
Because cosmic horror has been a favorite of mine for a long time.
It's not going to be R-rated, right?
No, I don't think they will.
But a good horror movie doesn't have to be.
I mean, there's got to be some trippy shit that you'll see, I'm sure.
Well, Nightmare is going to be the main villain.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they want.
And
the
then
villain,
Nightmare
yeah.
has a connection to a Cthulian-like entity whose name is like Shuma Goroth.
Okay. Those are both characters from the extended Lovecraftian universe.
Okay.
And he was defeated by a time traveling wizard from 3,000 years in the future named Cease Neg.
Man.
That's the Flash.
And he has connections to Atlantis.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's another thing too. I forgot about that.
He has connections to Morgan Le Fay, who has connections to Arthur and Merlin.
Oh my god.
So I'm hoping that the Multiverse of Madness ends up in Avalon with King Arthur and Merlin.
Which one has a shark that they can jump?
King Shark? That would be
Namor. I honestly feel like Namor would be a good central villain moving forward as somebody that, like, because you could introduce him through a lot of the stuff. He'd be really easy. And it's a villain that we, well, now they have the villain in space, and we have our space shows. Well, the heroes on Earth are dealing with, oh my God, a superpowered badass mutant who controls an army under the water, which we can't really fight in. Most of our powers are useless.
And Namor has a close friendship with Doom.
Yeah. They're ally friends based on a decade,
fights.
I think.
I've heard speculation that Sokovia, after its upheaval, could end up being reorganized as
Latervia.
Latervia.
See, that would be smart.
Victor Von.
So, yeah, like, those characters would be really good. They're really central. You didn't, I mean, and they've had trouble bringing Doom to stage, but I think they could handle it at the MCU.
It's interesting, though, because, you know, they have Black Panther and he's a king, and they're going to have Doom and he's a king, and they're going to have Namor and he's a king. And they have Thor and he's a king, and it's all
not anymore.
King. Well, right, not anymore, but it's interesting how many king
then
stories
just for Manny,
are.
One of them is gonna go, I just cannot wait.
And I'll be like, fuck. You know, the one thing I guess I don't know. I mean, with Infinity War or actually Endgame, you know, when they were talking about the earthquakes under the water or under, you know, whatever.
Okoye is like, it's under the ocean, we deal with it by not dealing with it.
Right.
And there is an idea that that's a reference to Namor, or just the fact that she's actually one of the smartest people in the room and went, yeah, we don't have to fuck with earthquakes. Relax, bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is her attitude there, which is like, you're stressing yourself out. We don't need to worry about
this.
Yeah. And that's what I got even the first time I watched it, is just Okoye being like, relax.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, we're fine.
I think there's people always looking for stuff.
Like, underwater fighting is also just really challenging.
Oh, it's so hard to do.
Like, but I will say, like, I think Aquaman did a great job of making it entertaining. But it's
still
tough.
That battle at the end was kind of like, there's just...
That is rough.
It's hard to get your suspension of disbelief. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Why fighting Thanos on a planet 8 billion light years away seems more realistic to
physics.
Me than the
physics.
The physics. Yeah.
But, like,
weird.
I don't know why. It's like the.
It's because we've all tried to throw a punch underwater.
Yeah, it's like running in a dream.
Yeah,
I'm supposed to go on this podcast that to defend Green Lantern. Because I do love
the movie.
I love the movie. Yeah,
I enjoyed it.
And it has an ultimate, like, that's why I keep talking about the clouds. It's like Green Lantern's ultimate demise was choosing the cloud as the villain for the first movie.
They should have just done Sinestro.
People just have a hard time connecting to clouds.
Yeah.
And Sinestro is a better villain anyway.
He is.
It's like, who said
dominates through fear? That's a good villain.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's what it was with Marvel. I was like, they'll be smart enough to stay away from the abstract, esoteric kind of villains.
If they just stated character-based storytelling and they give us the action that we all have grown accustomed to and the pretty people we all want to look at.
It's so tough for me because I really want to believe that, like, Magneto is whatchamacallit's dad.
Quicksilver.
And Scarlet Witch, you know?
Yeah, that's just, but I'm actually with Kylo Ren on this. You just got to let the past go. Like, that's the nerd issue is, like, how much of this is dogma? Literally none of it.
Right.
Canon is just what we currently agree is the real thing. We'll change it in 10 years.
Yeah.
When they start remaking Avengers movies, whenever that happens.
Totally. Yeah.
Going to do that.
It's
30 years from now. We need to remake Captain America.
Last question. You think that they'll reboot Star Wars at any point in our lives?
Like, from the beginning?
Yeah.
They've got three scripts right now, and they're going to take the ones, like, they got the Knights of the Old Republic that they're working on. They're moving forward. They have future stories. They're not focused on the past.
Totally.
And I think they, as a group, are generally just done with the fan being like, that's not canon.
Right.
Well, fuck you. We wrote a new story, and now everything's canon. You don't have to like it.
New
fans.
Do we know that it's going to be Knights of the Old Republic now?
No, it's in one of the three scripts they're looking at.
Okay.
And then they will develop the one that shows the most promise, essentially.
Okay.
Like, it's still very early.
That would be cool to see
a
Revan story.
They can tell stories anywhere.
Yeah.
There's no limit anymore. They don't have to be around the Skywalker saga.
True.
And I feel like that just they're too married to the narrative of the Skywalker saga and, like, just letting that go. Like, okay, because if Skywalker or whatever ends up being the new name for the Jedi or whatever it is that they're going to do, it's fine. Just let the story go. Everybody got a trilogy that they wanted.
There you go.
The younger people always love it.
Right.
Like, I play Battlefront 2 a lot, and that gets panned a lot by older nerds. Mm-hmm. But almost all of our content is Clone Wars material because the people who play and vote are young. and they all watched the Clone Wars like I did six times.
Right.
So like, yeah, they gave us Count Dooku fighting in his pajamas.
Right.
Like stuff that we wanted. And like a lot of the older nerds are like, meh. And they just, I'm fine. They're adding Felucia as our next map. But I want to fight under giant glowy mushrooms.
Yeah.
The story I want to see in Star Wars is the story of how the Jedi rejected love.
They became, because they have a lot of the old stuff in the comic books, because the narrative in the extended universe.
Oh yeah, but they threw all that out. But you know, Jedi reject emotion. They reject including love.
That's
because
crazy.
At some point in the past, some Jedi fell in love,
right,
and it made him turn to the dark side. And they're like, path to the dark side. Get rid of
that's
love.
A good point. Yeah, they were like. But you know, this is how I see it.
That is where bros before hoes came from.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, like, literally,
robes
I could see either just two Jedis dating, one cheats on the other one, and then they're like, fuck this.
Nobody's dating.
Everybody's getting sabered. Just
I think that was the start of the downfall of the Jedi.
Okay.
That was where the Force became unbalanced.
I can see
and
that.
Without love?
Yeah.
I always thought that the Force was unbalanced because there were so many... like Jedis and so little Sith.
Well, okay, so I think I'm pretty big on Star Wars, even I'm completely unclear on what canon is, because a lot of the canon is getting added in books and stuff like that, and it's relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially the way that the Force works as we know it, as we currently understand it, is the polar opposites of good and evil exist as a force in that universe through the Force.
Right.
So if you're sensitive, you become attuned to that and then can be heavily influenced by those two polars. But it only has so much capacity. So the more Jedi there are, the more diffused it kind of is. Because they're all kind of accessing the Force. And that's why individual Sith end up being so powerful, because they do the rule of two.
Mm.
So in this system, we see Rey throwing herself in, just being open to the concept of the dark side and allowing it into herself. But it never takes control or makes it a new thing.
Right.
So narrative-wise, we could be an evolving version of the Jedi who allow... because she's a passionate person.
Yeah.
She makes impulsive decisions. She's not this... space wizard monk who cares about that stuff, and none of her teachers bother to try to put it in her, because Luke's done with the system because he's seen what happens over and over again. So moving forward, if they move movies in the forward, they could have any kind of force sensitive user, because they're all over the universe.
There could also be the concept that light and dark are not necessarily good and evil.
Right.
Anger
right.
isn't necessarily a negative emotion.
Right. It can be channeled in a positive way.
And I think that Rey,
more gray Jedis, you think?
I think that Rey and Kylo are like the yin yang meant to balance the Force, who, you know, will rotate around each other. And as Kylo moves towards the light side, Rey will move towards the dark side, and they'll maintain that balance.
Yin yang.
Never meeting each other on the same place, but always like circling each other.
Interesting.
Yeah, Vader was always being tested by the Emperor and other people in the extended universe, in the comics specifically, because he still had light in him and people could sense that. And when they actually brought Darth Maul to kill him in the comic books, when he finally defeats Darth Maul, Darth Maul goes, well, who could you hate enough? Like, because they could sense the light in him. He's like, I hate myself.
Wow.
Like, which really makes sense, because you know what his backstory is. Right. Like, obviously you killed everybody.
You're a dick. Yeah.
I think it's interesting that Manny was the one who turned this into a Star Wars conversation.
I know.
You know, but what made me realize, it's funny that I hear crap from people when I talk about Star Wars, and I go like, well, no, Leia has some, you know, there's some books that talked about it, the new ones that talked about her Force sensitivity. So she did, and they're like, no, but it's not in the movies.
It is in the movie.
Yeah, she, well, like, Mary Poppins the fuck out of
that. I know, they
movie.
Make fun of that because it said, it was out of nowhere, right?
No, I think she's always been Force sensitive.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you. I defended
that. It's literally
that
a plot point of Return of the Jedi.
Right.
Empire.
Yeah.
Well, it's also at the end of Empire.
Well, no, they go, well, if you won't turn, your sister will.
Not,
that's like literally the thing that makes Luke lose his mind.
When Skywalker's hanging from the bottom of Cloud City, he calls out to Leia with
the
Force,
and
she hears him.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
I am
sorry.
Not arguing that. Yeah. I am defending that.
Finish your thought.
We're attacking those people for you.
But I feel like the same people will also, like, because they know stuff about Marvel, are fine that all these outside things that they've read influence what happens in the movies.
Right.
Or like, oh, well, I happen to know that the Mr. Face Changer is the villain in this one. And
right.
They have no problem with outside literature influencing the Marvel movies.
This is a good point,
but they're not, but they're mad about Star Wars when that happens.
Star Wars, I think...
if it's not on the screen, it didn't happen.
Too many people were let down by Star Wars, I feel like. people's expectations.
Let you down. Yeah, like because the thing in your mind is never going to be what happens on the screen. Right. They're made by other people who are all doing their best they can. Nobody wants to make a shitty Star Wars movie.
Totally.
I'm with you. This. I think maybe the problem is though is that in comic books we were introduced at the very young age that there's multiple universes. They retcon all the time. Stories change.
Right.
They just wiped memories. In Star Wars, it's been one. Long time ago, far away. This is a narrative.
Yeah. And it hasn't been that much narrative.
And it hasn't been a lot. Screen. You know, and they fed us nerds books. And I read so many books growing up that were Star Wars, including, what is it, Sliver in the Mind's Eye, which happened between 4 and 5, when Luke and Leia are dating. No, between 5 and 6. Yeah. They're actually dating in that one. And they fight Vader on a planet. Like,
didn't know that shit.
Alan Dean Foster wrote that book.
Wow. Yeah. Was that canon?
At the time, we weren't using canon. It was the turn of the 80s. There wasn't a lot of this nerd shit around. They hadn't been made Return yet. Like, so I feel some of it's just that, you know.
Well, not to mention the Marvel Star Wars comic.
Right.
Like, that was just completely out there.
Or the Marvel Star Trek crossover and all that. Like, given enough time, 10,000 writers writing 10,000 stories and the same, you know, canon stuff, like, how many new adventures can you have episodical?
I wish Slender the Mind's Eye had been canon. Like, could you imagine how just much more awesome it would have been for him to discover that it's his sister? Like,
They had slept with each other?
What? Oh. Fuck. Oh, well.
Have you ever heard that?
Just sabers off his dick.
Like, brothers and sisters who were separated early on, if they meet, there's an attraction between them.
Really?
But they're not fully imprinted on each other, but they have a connection. You don't have
the... No, it's because they're so similar, and people like people who are similar, and they connect with people who are similar.
Oh.
Yeah.
But Gretchen, my wife, is one of her good friends now at work. She calls her the female Silas. Like, she's so like you with all these things. Like,
you guys get
the
along?
Other day, she suddenly was like, I've never met her, and I'm afraid to. I'm probably going to hate her. Like, why would I like her if I don't like me?
Well, I feel like you and Carrie kind of hit it off, right?
Carrie?
Your cousin? No?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I have a cousin that I just discovered.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Like, she's been adopted.
Bonus
like,
family
we get
showed
along
up.
Really well.
Yeah, that's she's, cool. Yeah. She's cute. And I mean, like, if you.
Weird thing to open up.
I didn't know there was any family member adopted.
Yeah.
And that's she so used cool. to ask people, like, when she date, like, would go on a date, like, now, I'm adopted. I don't know my birth family. Was anyone in your family ever
smart.
Adopted? And they're like, no. I would have said no had I met her.
Because he didn't know.
Okay, so I'm not like close. I'm not close to anyone in my family, but on my dad's side of the family, there's cousins that I've never met. And I was walking by. And it makes sense that all these people grow up. And like, so when I was in my 30s and still dating people in their mid-20s, I saw a picture of my cousin. I'm like, damn, she's attractive. I'm glad I saw her picture right now. Like, because you don't know in a small
my
town.
My cousin
like,
is the same age as my wife.
Yeah. Like, so I wouldn't know. Why would you even think it? Yeah, I was like, it's weird. It didn't even cross my mind that someone in your family that you just never met. Like, you see it in television shows and movies and stuff. But it's like, oh, damn.
Yeah. I hope I'm not single ever again. But if I am, I'm doing blood tests every damn time. we need to check shit out because... Family lies. You know, telling you shit.
They didn't tell my dad he was adopted till after he was 18.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Different times now.
Yeah.
Hey, we were really long on this. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you both
for coming
for
in and being our Marvel experts.
Thank you for having us.
Like, also our Disneyland and Star Wars experts.
Yeah, we have many nerdy talents.
It's been awesome. It's been fun to talk.
I think we've also made a beautiful new friendship here.
We definitely need to have this happen again. Yeah. This is we'll have to have a part two of this.
Okay. All right, Black and a half.
Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by to receive our transmission. Stand by. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Join us. Impressive. Live long, live long, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper, and prosper.